So you guys know that we're an entertainment podcast first, and that's what you're going to get in this episode. Holy smokes, this one just goes places that you would never guess that we could find in the realm of possibility. If you are here for a Michigan preview, stop and go to a different podcast. We hardly talk any football. We are bad at that. But if you want to laugh, you came to the right place. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Kluber.
Howdy.
You think we surprised them?
I don't know. There may be some tents being pitched as we dive in.
This is episode 355 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast, folks. And I decided to join the boys today. Why did I decide to join the boys today? Well, to be honest, answer number one is because I genuinely miss talking to Kevin. I have not had nearly as much time to talk to Kevin in the past 3 weeks since I've stopped being a Hawkeye media personnel, and I miss him. So there's reason number one. Reason number two is because Kevin, as we've spoken about before, is the CEO of Striker. And this weekend, which he started on a Wednesday morning, he decided that he was going to take Stryker's private plane to Boston for a long weekend. He said Red Sox, he wanted to see the Red Sox play at Fenway. I think Aaron Judge is going to be in town. He said he wanted to catch Aaron Judge's 61st homer. Then he's going to catch the Patriots play on Sunday, and Stryker's paying for everything. So that is the stuff you get to do when you're the king. And so he's only here for 20, 25 minutes. He's got dinner plans, got booze to drink. He's got people to swoon. And I wanted to come in here and save Kluber for the last 35 minutes of it or whatever. So I'm pretty worthless when it comes to football content, but hopefully this is a fun podcast to listen to. And I'm just glad to be here with my buddies. Kluber, Kevin.
I'll let Kev.
Good seeing you, Drake. Always good to hear from you. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been too long. I mean, the group chat, obviously, we're always all active in the group chat, but this podcast is a little more intimate. So it's just nice to talk to the boys every once in a while.
What does that say about a relationship that our more intimate conversations have thousands of people listening?
That says that we are typical men who don't talk about their feelings.
And we find a way to dip into them just ever so slightly. I did cry on this podcast about a year ago, but ever so slightly by masking most of the conversation in comedy. And so, hey, here we are, a podcast 355 episodes later. Drake's ass is on the show. He's here for not a long time, but he's here for a good time because this is probably going to be an anomaly pod for the season. Kevin, I heard the reason you're actually traveling this weekend, extended weekend, I don't know when you get back, is because there's some really, really good bread out in Boston. And they heard that we were doing a top five breads. Is there any truth to that statement or?
Last time I checked, all the good breads made in the Midwest, you know, we're called the breadbasket of America for a reason. Okay. So I did not go to the East Coast to get the bread, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we'll at this point, because you do have limited time, we'll stop speculating on why you had to fly a plane by yourself out to the East Coast, and we'll jump into some football stuff. Like Drake said, I really don't know how much, and you guys know this as listeners of the show, you don't come to Tyler, Drake, and Kevin. Well, you might come to Kevin a little bit for it, for the X's and O's breakdown. And for us to fucking, you know, predict a score this weekend, that's not what you're coming here for. We had the comedy, we had the entertainment. We do talk a little bit about our feelings about the game. I'll dive right in. We play Michigan Wolverines.
Fuck Jim Harbaugh.
Okay. There we go. That's a hot start. Khaki Pants comes to Kinnick once again. And the last time he was in Kinnick, it's a tough walkout. It's a tough walkout. I was a part of that. Snapped the ball. Keith kicked it. 16-14. Hawks win. Felt real good. Probably a top three win in our career. Not probably. 100% a top three win in our career. 5 out of the last 6 top 5 opponents that have entered Kinnick Stadium have left in what Drake would call a body bag. And the one that didn't was led by the douchebag of the millennium, Trace McSorley.
It was actually led by Saquon Barkley.
It was led by Saquon. Trace was part of that team. They fucking just narrowly escaped us. Kevin can probably echo this. Drake echoed it yesterday on DHT because we mentioned it. That is a truly painful moment. Yeah. So the history says that we've got a shot in this one. The stats might tell a different story this season so far. I don't know. Kevin, do you have any thoughts on how a team that has struggled mightily on offense approaches this game?
Try to do better. I mean, I don't know. What did you guys like approach game week versus top 5 opponents any differently?
I was more excited.
I thought about that question because it was very, we didn't get blown out last week, but when we beat Michigan, there was a bad taste in our mouth. We had just come off of getting our asses whooped in Happy Valley and people were leaving us for dead. It created the infamous story of Kevin and I at Walmart. And there was some guy who said that told us to our face, he didn't know we were players, that we were going to need an absolute prayer that weekend. We found that prayer. I remember that week of prep inside the building being very airtight. I remember the coaches were basically like, hey, if you guys want any fucking chance to win this game, we have to be dialed. And like, I don't know if it was, we just didn't want to get embarrassed again or a stroke of luck or whatever you want to call it, but everybody was on their shit that week. I mean, we were legitimately on our shit and it worked out. I don't know how to quantify that, Kev. Cause it's not like we changed preparation. We did all the same things. We just did them better, you know?
Right. But you know, it's not, I'd agree with you. I remember it being like a very, very crisp week. Right.
Yeah.
But it's not like you go into the weeks like, hey, I'm going to practice better this week than last week because I didn't practice very well last week. I mean, if you had a bad week of practice last week, you might say that, but it's like you don't take the other weeks off, right?
Right.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, how
it's another week of practice. Yeah, you have to be dialed in because, again, top 5 team coming into Kinnick.
I don't know. I don't know how to quantify that for a listener. And I'm as the listener sitting there, I'm sure you're thinking, then why am I listening to this fucking show? You're supposed to quantify that for me. But I don't know. Drake, any thoughts on that?
Drake said is,
like, I'm telling you that being a big, go ahead, Kev.
I was going to say, you did have a little bit more excitement sometimes for these big games, especially, yeah. When they were at home,
being a big underdog at home,
states of the world.
Yeah,
dude, being a big underdog at home is like extremely motivating and exciting.
Yeah. I don't know what changes on the field. Once the ball is kicked, I cannot tell you why, the Hawks have been able to keep it close and then pull out wins against top five opponents. I don't know why they're 5 out of 6. And we were a part of two of those games. I don't know.
We went two for three.
And I think it's just a little bit of everything.
But we covered all three. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
What was the line of the Penn State? That's true.
It was in the 20s, bro.
What?
Yeah, it was a lot.
We were 20-point dogs to McSorley.
They were number 4 in the country, dude, with the Saquon Barkley, Heisman favorite that year.
Damn, I did not.
They were.
Wow.
I think they just come off their Rose Bowl year, right?
And yeah,
been correct. National teams. I can look it up.
Yeah, that. Wow. Holy shit. I know we were 20-plus point dogs to Ohio State when they came in. I actually went back and did the research. We are so against the spread, the biggest upset against the spread, we are either second or third all time since sports betting started in going the other way, right? So we were 24 point dogs and we won by 31. So we beat the spread by 55 points. That's like the third largest
beat
of all time. Obviously, we didn't.
I was wrong on the Penn State. Apparently, we were only 13 point dogs.
Okay.
That's still so big at home, man.
It's a lot. That's a lot inside Kinnick Stadium because Kinnick is worth more than damn near every other stadium in the country.
And my apologies. I'm eating. I was not planning on talking this much. It is echoed throughout NFL locker rooms by players who played in the Big Ten. Because the guys from the SEC are always talking about, oh, no, you should try playing here. You should try playing here. That ain't shit. And guys are like, listen, I don't give a fuck what you say. If you go to Kinnick, you respect it when you leave. That place is hard to play. Like, it's respected in the NFL locker rooms, bro.
They all say it. Yeah. We look at the stats here. Again, this isn't the stat podcast, but I will give you a few. Blake Corum is experienced. He's tough. He fucking took one to the house on us in the Big Ten championship game last year. He's got 478 rushing yards, and he sits 7th in the country in rushing yards. Michigan sits number 1 in the country in scoring offense. So, yeah, we've got a great defense, but they got a challenge on them this week. It's not just like, hey, you know, our defense will keep us in it. Like, no, our defense is going to have to work their balls off to keep us in. Now, granted, Michigan hasn't played the best schedule, but they are still scoring 50 a game. We're allowing 6 a game. Something has to give. One of those has to give, and maybe it falls somewhere in between, right? Maybe it's like they score between 20 and 30. Our offense, you know, people call the Ohio State game Brian Ferentz's, his, you know, that was his golden, whatever we did that day, whatever plays he called, it all matched up perfectly. We're going to need a little bit of that. We're going to have to, you know, I don't know how we score, boys. I'm sitting here and I don't know how we score. We need two things to happen. We need to win the turnover battle by 3. At least. And when we get those turnovers, we need them to be deep in their territory. Like start of a drive, first play pick, and we've got it on their 30, right? Fumble and we pick it up and run it back to their 25 or 20 yard. Like that's probably going to have to happen. If this game was played 100 times, the way that we score points this game is by those things happening. And we have a chance. We have Torrey Taylor. If Torrey can put him inside the five, if we can banana punt, roll that thing coffin corner out at the 6-inch yard line, then maybe we get some Jahleel Johnson magic. I would love nothing more than the Van Ness kid to have a fucking field day, blast a gap open, and find a safety in this one. I mean, we're going to have to play. We're going to have to play. And the key is, just like when we played Michigan in 2016, we have to keep it close into the second half. And then it's just, who's grittier? Who's got the grit? Who wants this shit? 11 on 11. We're all 20-year-old kids. Let's go battle. Kev, we don't have you for much longer. Let's get into Ward's winners. I'm not even going to throw the music. I just want to, let's get into Ward's winners, and then let's talk bread, and we'll get you out of here.
Oh, you don't want to hear what I have to say about the game? Cool.
Do you have anything else to say? I just want to make sure we have time to get everything in.
I'm just going to say this right here. When we beat them, we had like 216 yards of offense that game. So,
yeah,
it can happen, right?
It can happen.
It can happen. It's going to be on the defense. Always is. Always has been. But it can happen.
I love your mindset, Kev. I love that I fucking fire you up by saying that it's a long, long shot.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
Firehouse didn't give me bacon on my club sandwich.
It's tough. That's tough.
Firehouse is a subpar sandwich chain.
Oh, man. I eat their meatball sub and their club sub, and I enjoy them both tremendously.
We might have to do a top five subs shops.
I mean,
they're not in my top five. I'm not even sure I can name top. I can name five sub shops.
I can name five.
And Firehouse isn't in your five?
Nah, dude, they're so subpar in my opinion.
Kevin's ranking other sub shops that he's never been to before ahead of Firehouse.
100%.
Okay, I like that, Kev. You're right. I mean, it's not like this is a mystery. Defense has to ball out. Special teams has to ball out. Offense has to capitalize on what those other two phases give us. And potentially, you know, with some play calling and some really great effort, put together a drive or two where we score some offensive points on a longer offensive drive. And then, hey, we're in it, right? Defense has to absolutely play their balls off, get a couple turnovers, and we got to do something with it. Let's do Ward's winner. Do you have Pretty picks, much. Kev?
I got some picks, yeah.
Give me some picks. Drake and I will do it later. I want to get yours now.
Kluber, don't ask stupid questions, bro.
Dude, I don't know. We're just up in the air in private jets. I didn't know if we got time.
You're better than that to know that Kevin would leave Iowa without placing wagers on this week's Big Ten slate. You're better than that.
Shame on me. Shame on me.
Kevin,
give him shame on me because I'm doing something I don't like doing, betting in the ACC, but I like Wake Forest +7 versus the Seminoles this week.
Okay. They should have had Clemson. Fuck.
They should have had Clemson. I'm not sure if this game is getting moved at all because of the hurricane going down there. I don't know if that's going to change things up at all, but I like Wake Forest getting a full touchdown versus Florida State.
Okay. All right. We like that.
You know what else I like?
Tell me.
Little team. Middle of farm country. Worth black and gold.
Oh, here we go.
They're getting 11 points in Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, here we go.
They've got 4 letters in the name, 3 of them are vowels. Give me the Iowa Hawkeyes +11, baby. I love the Hawks covering this week. And do you know why I love the Hawks covering this week? Because it's going to be a low-scoring affair, and I love them scoring less than 42 points in the whole contest. Give me the under. Those are the Ward's winners of the week.
What was this? Did I miss the second one?
Yeah, he took Hawks +11 in the under, you imbecile.
Oh, he took, okay. He get, okay, both bets. All right. Wow. Kevin.
Defense.
All right. As we wrap
Phil
up the
Parker
amount of
time. Gets us the win this week, boys.
So you heard Kevin's picks. Obviously, you listened to him choose Iowa and Phil Parker's defense, the trust he has in that man, and he should, right? He played for him for several years. And he's talking about an under. He's talking about a cover. What do these mean? Well, you could find out. You could go and find plenty of other lines, over, unders, spreads, parlays, other bet types to place your money on and potentially win big with DRF Sportsbook, who is the title sponsor of this podcast. The Hawks, generally a pretty good bet on the under, right? And if you were to take your money to DRF Sportsbook, go to ia.drfsportsbook.com, deposit some funds, which, who knows, depending on what promotion you end up choosing, you might be able to double that money. You might be able to get some deposit match bonus. Then you can place that on the Hawks, on Phil Parker. Place your trust in him like so many people do. And if they hold Michigan to a certain amount of points that combines with the amount of points the Iowa offense scores, then, well, guess what? You yourself just hit the under and you're making money just like Kevin and the rest of us who have placed our faith in DRF Sportsbook to be Iowa's sportsbook, to be the walk-on Army sportsbook. And boy, are we happy that we placed our trust, our faith in them as our title sponsor. We thank them as always. Shout out to the boys at DRF Sportsbook. Now, in a moment, you're going to hear us list our most recent top five. We're evidently, as a group of three guys, very invested and involved in the bread game. And we're not talking about the Doughboys, who are clearly tearing it up all over the field. We're talking about actual bread, like a loaf of bread, or maybe a roll, or a breadstick. You'll hear our picks in a second. Our top five each. But when I think of a top five, I think of someone or something that's elite. Someone that knows what they're doing. Someone that has shown that they go above and beyond and deserve to be named amongst the best at what they do. And who do I think of first when I think of that? Well, it's AdCraft Apparel and Merchandise. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wow, Tyler's really good at just making those segues. It took me 6 or 7 minutes to come up with how I was going to intro that. Nonetheless, you're here, you're listening to it. AdCraft Custom Merch and Apparel, they can help you with all of your custom merch needs. Do you have ideas? Does your team at work need some new uniforms, maybe some new polos? I've been thinking about getting some new polos for me, Kevin, and Drake. I don't know where Drake would wear them, I guess on the jujitsu mat. Kevin and I could actually wear them to the games, to the functions that we go to, maybe to the toolbox meetup on Friday night before the Wisconsin game. AdCraft could make us look fresh. And if you have a situation like a school fundraiser or a family reunion that is massive with dozens of people or something else where you're trying to sell to a larger group of people, AdCraftWebStores.com is the place where you can, well, they can do the work for you. They can create your own custom landing page. It looks incredible. It's better than anything you're going to be able to do by yourself. They make it easy. The ordering process, the packing, the shipping, the printing, they're unbelievable. They're top five in my book. In fact, they're top two and not two. AdCraft, custom apparel and merchandise. Thank you for sponsoring the walk-ons.
Oh, talk to me nicely, Kevin. I'm going to watch. I have to watch the game against dipshit Harbaugh. I hate that guy. I have to watch.
It'll make me wrong then, because if we win the game, then Drake's probably coming back, at least for the recap episode. I mean, because that's going to be absolutely.
I mean, shoot, if I watch the game and we win, I can certainly come to the podcast. I mean, I watched it.
Count the guy in, count the kid in. I need to get some music for our top five segments since we're going to make this a thing, a recurring thing. I'm not sure what that top five music should be or sound like. But I would hit that music right now if I had it, because we are doing, as the third ever top five, we've done TV shows, we've done serials, We're now doing top five breads in honor of Kevin loving fucking bread. Getting bread right now.
Bread, man.
You're right.
Get your bread, Kevin, you rich bitch.
We'll go quickly. Number five. We'll start at number five. We can talk about honorable mentions if there's any at the end. But what is your fifth best bread, Kevin?
It's an easy one. I feel like it's kind of a slutty pick, but it's the rolls at Texas Roadhouse, number five.
Okay. That's a great pick. It's a great pick. You know what? And they're, I feel bad because I put them in my honorable mention. Drake, what's your five?
Wonder Bread, white bread.
That's a great, another great pick. I mean, there's not, there's
white
no
bread.
How versatile is white
have
bread?
Have you ever seen, Blues Brothers?
No,
I don't know that I have. I mean, I know who the Blues Brothers are. I'm not sure I've seen their documentary.
Just go on YouTube and type in Blues Brothers white bread scene.
Okay.
That's you.
I'm a big fan of white bread. White bread is one of my honorable mentions as well with the Texas Roadhouse rolls. My five is beer bread. Have you guys ever had beer bread?
Yes.
I do not know what beer bread is.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really good. I used to have it at my grandma's at holidays when we were younger. Hasn't been brought out in a while until Lauren's grandma had it at Thanksgiving last year, and I ate half of what was there. It was unbelievable. Beer bread. You're number four, Kev.
My number four is going to be just a nice cinnamon raisin bagel. Love a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Okay. Someone in the Discord was, I believe it was JoJo in Discord, was campaigning for the Panera cinnamon raisin bagel. So she's going to be happy that made the cut.
So, dude, I thought we had to do loaves of bread.
No, you have other options. I told you this. It could be.
Yeah. And so is a cinnamon roll an option?
No. A cinnamon roll, a donut, those are not bread.
What about banana bread, pumpkin bread, zucchini bread?
Yes. Those all
okay.
Count.
Well, then yeah. It's those. Okay. What are we doing here? That's cake. I named Wonder Bread white bread. That's fucking cake, fellas. Like, what are we doing?
Well, Wonder Bread white bread ain't that far from cake either.
Yeah, they're pretty close. All right, well,
okay, then I'm gonna put dessert breads in their own category, and they are number one and no shit. Okay, so okay. Number four, I now have to move everything down one. Number four, give me rye bread.
Rye's good.
Rye bread. Good.
Kevin's a huge rye
bread with a little corn beef on there. Oh,
actually, you know what? White bread might be kicked out. Give me five. Number five is rye bread. Number four is King's Hawaiian rolls.
Okay. Well, that's also my number four, King's Hawaiian sweet rolls. And Kevin can attest to this. Yes. He's watched me eat just unbelievable amounts of those. You have too. Because Gray's served them at their meals, and I took six every time we ate Gray's. My blood sugar runs exclusively on the glucose from King's Hawaiian sweet rolls. Kev, what's your three?
My number three is just a classic French baguette.
I fucking hate Kevin.
Of course it is, right? Of course it is.
French baguette. Yeah, it's good. They're good. They're good.
Tell me I'm wrong, man.
They're good.
You're wrong about it being the third best on earth.
Yeah, I they didn't make my top five, but it's good. Again, who doesn't like bread? Drake, it's
coming from the guy who eats like Raisin Bran and shit.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. He's on brand. No pun intended. What's your three, Kev?
Number three. Give me that dirty little slut that Kevin was eating on. Number five.
The Roadhouse rolls.
You betcha.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I do feel like the cinnamon butter is a big Batman Robin sidekick there. The bread alone.
Buddy, you just said that cake is okay.
I know. I didn't say that.
You did, because that's what pumpkin bread is. It's cake.
Well, my number three is focaccia. Focaccia bread.
It's a good number three.
Have you never had focaccia?
Am I uneducated?
Yeah, you're a little bit uncultured.
You are uncultured swine.
Yeah,
What? Then maybe I've had it, dude, because I've had a lot of restaurants. I've been to a lot of nice restaurants.
Then you've probably.
What's focaccia?
It's. I
can't say it or spell it. What? Fuck out you, bro. What is that? What are you talking about?
When Kevin leaves and we get through this, we'll Google focaccia. Kevin, what's your number two?
My number two is. I love a good sourdough bread. I love it.
Wow.
Give me sour diesel for number two as well, baby.
So sourdough.
There you go, Drake. There we go.
Sourdough also did not make mine either. But it is a really, really good bread. I mean, there's no bad picks here. I am very curious to see what Kevin has at number one. Drake, you've got sourdough at number two. You call this cake, evidently, but my number two is banana bread.
Yeah, that's cake, Clover. Look at the sugar content in banana bread. Look at the sugar content. Look at the sugar content of white cake, of a sheet cake.
It's still bread. I mean, it's a bread.
Yeah, and so is cake by that. Say, what's the difference between a sheet cake and a piece of white bread other than the sugar content?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to research that. I can't give you an answer right now on the podcast.
Right now, I want to fight you over this by you not agreeing with me that
I think more
dessert
people
are cakes.
I think more people are going to be on my side of this.
America's fat as fuck. America doesn't know shit about nutrition.
Okay. Well, I'm also fucking shredded, so it doesn't matter. Like,
look,
I can
at the
eat
sugar
all the
content. The facts is the facts. All right, Kevin, number one.
I'm not sure if this is allowed or not. I'm going to need a judge's ruling.
Oh, here we
go. Dude, if banana bread's allowed, it's good. You're clean.
That's true.
Number one is a tortilla. Giving tortillas at number one.
Okay. Kevin, go do whatever you're obligated to do and get the fuck off this podcast.
I'm surprised you didn't say the what's it called?
I thought I wanted to talk to him today.
What? What is the bread called at church? The fucking Eucharist? I'm surprised that's not your number one.
Unleavened bread. Give me Eucharist. Give me the body of Christ number one.
I can't believe,
baby.
Kevin didn't go with the body of Christ as number one.
Give me a better mode of transportation of food to your mouth. It's tortillas. There's no better mode of transportation.
Well, they're utility, sure, but I can't say no.
This is the same guy that puts like Life cereal as number one. We just got to take everything he says and just understand that he's weird.
Holy shit. Tortilla.
I am.
A good.
I can't wait for you to post this graphic so I can text you and ask you what the comments are.
And so he can get crucified. Yeah. I'm just surprised.
Maybe I'm just trolling. Maybe I just like stirring the pot a little bit.
I think
that's a great troll right there, because you just about made me shut the laptop.
To finish, Drake, what's your number? Your dessert bread.
Dessert bread.
Well, mine is a really, really soft honey wheat bread. And if you've ever had Outback Steakhouse, their brown bread is a honey wheat. And it's my number one. It's unbelievable. It's so fucking good and probably has a bunch of sugar in it too, but I don't care. Kev, thank you for joining us and giving us 32 minutes.
You're most welcome. Go Hawks this weekend.
Bye bye, Kev.
Kevin Ward, everybody. Gave us more than a half hour. And can you imagine if he actually would have got up and said, my number one is the body of Christ? For all the
that
Catholics.
Would have been an all-time mic drop moment. I hate that guy.
Fucking tortilla, man. What?
Who writes that down and is like, yeah, Yeah, I decided that tortillas are better than banana bread.
Here's the problem, too, is that Kevin actually believes that. He truly thinks that Raisin Bran and Life are the best cereals out there. And that tortillas...
And that the convenience of a tortilla is just the best bread.
Right, the utility of using a tortilla.
I eat corn tortillas, dude. I don't even eat flour tortillas. Mine isn't even bread.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't classify. Now we have to go and we have to culture you with the focaccia. So focaccia bread is a flat, oven-baked Italian bread, similar in style and texture to pizza. In some places, it is called pizza bianca. Focaccia can be served as a single a side dish or as a sandwich bread, and it can be round, rectangular, or square in shape. It's really good. Really, really good. Good focaccia. Wow, this one's going to stir. This one's going to stir the pot a little bit. So now we are going to do our picks. Drake and myself. Kevin already gave his words winners. He went off to who's famous. I mean, he's probably eating dinner with Tom Brady or somebody or Mark Wahlberg, somebody from Boston, somebody that's Tom's in Tampa. That was a dumb comment, but who knows? He's got marital problems. His wife doesn't want him to play football. Maybe he's taking a break in Boston. Who knows? My picks of this week, they were really good to me against Nebraska, Oklahoma. They look to be probably a favorite to be in the Big 12 championship game. I'm going to take Oklahoma -6 at TCU. And I'm going to, the line in that game is like 68.5. And so that's like 37.
A lot of points.
That's 37-31. And if it's going to be a battle back and forth like that, I'm taking Oklahoma to win that and cover 6 points. The other two games, I'm going to the Big Ten. The Purdue-Minnesota line is interesting to me, and it's mostly just because of recent history. I think it's crazy that they're telling me Minnesota is favored by 12, almost 13 points against Purdue. They really think Minnesota is that good, but the line over under is only 51.5. Those two teams, Charlie Jones might score 51 points himself. And Minnesota, Ibrahim's going to run all over that defense. I mean, they're going to score points in this game. I'm going over 51.5. Purdue at Minnesota. And then I don't know if Wisconsin, this is the week, if we figure out that Bielema can actually, if Illinois beats or plays with Wisconsin, I mean, that's interesting. But that line is at 43.5. And I think they're going to score points as well. Life is too short to bet the under. Illinois Fighting Illini at Wisconsin Badgers, over 43.5. I'm taking two Big Ten overs. And Oklahoma to cover. Drake, your NFL picks.
All right. First NFL pick is going to be the Chiefs -1 at Tampa. The Chiefs have been playing pretty well. You know, I they didn't play that great this past weekend, but as their season average, better than average, and Tampa without their three best receivers, they're really looking bad. Last week they looked horrible. Yeah. So, I mean, they got a good defense, but still, it's only 1 point. So, if I expect the Chiefs to win against a really bad Bucs offense, which I do, then I'll just take that one. Number two. Also, everybody remember that I'm 2-7. I don't know shit.
Fade Drake.
The NFL's hard. What?
I said fade Drake.
Fade Drake. Yeah. Number two. Which is a pick that never thought I'd pick ever, is the Jacksonville Jaguars getting 6.5 at Philly. Oh, no. You can get them at 7.5. I lied. Jacksonville at 7.5. So yeah, take that for sure. I mean, Philly's good, but Jacksonville's scoring like 30 a game. It's hard to beat a team by 7.5 if they're scoring 30 on you. And then what was my third one, Kluver?
The third one was the Colts-Titans.
You're right. It was. The Colts are at home, and they have to cover 3, but the Titans are very close to 0-3 this year. Like, they just squeaked out a barn burner to be 1-2. They just aren't playing that well, and the Colts have been. So, yeah.
There we go. That's our picks of the week. Those will come out on graphics. Kevin, because of his travel, it hasn't given me a DRF boost of the week, but there will be a DRF boost of the week. We've been so goddamn close on those boosts. And
wasn't one of them a push?
Dude, UTSA versus Texas, over under 61 points. Kevin said over. It hit 61 on the dot. 41-20. Hurts. Fucking hurts. The first week, Penn State, I chose Purdue boost to win over Penn State, and Penn State, in similar fashion to that 2016 game in Kinnick, or 2017 game in Kinnick, scores with like 90 seconds left. I mean, come on. This weekend in Iowa City, Big E is back. Big Noon Kickoff is back. A year ago, and I guess I've probably done a poor job. I mean, we do have a lot of stock in inventory, but I did a poor job last year of being ready for something like Big E to drop a Hawks by a Million on Fox, because we sold a ass load of flags after he did that. I don't know if it matters.
Get Big E a flag, by the way.
He's got one. He's got a flag.
You think he brought it?
I don't know.
Bring one for him at least.
And so I'm going to bring another one to toss to him over the barrier so that he can like wear it while he's on the set.
Yeah. That's got to happen.
That's my plan at least. Or if there's a walk-on fan out there that has one and wants to go hand it to Big E to use, you can do that too. How fucking cool is that we had him on the pod last year?
It's pretty cool, dude. We've had some really cool folks come and hang with us.
Him, Zach Johnson, Bill Perkins. I mean, there's some wild people that we've talked to.
For sure.
Big E was in the complex, posted a photo of his bench record that still stands. My name happens to be right above his name. I'm just saying, that doesn't make me look good when his bench is 475 and mine's 360. And those are both records.
But makes your position look fake.
That's facts. I mean, like 360, and I appreciate everyone who's like, oh, look who's on there. You know, they're responding to Big E. They're tagging me. Look, there's a washed up walk-on on the board. You should rub that in Drake and Kevin's face. And then what they don't understand is that Kevin and Drake both benched more than me. Drake benched like 410 and Kevin was in the high threes, like 380 or something. So I can't really rub a record that's relative to guys who usually weigh 190 pounds in the face of Kevin and Drake, who had bigger relative numbers to me. I don't have much more to say.
Hey, you got a record, kid. Keep your head high.
I do still have a record. I had to until fucking my brother broke it. When we beat Michigan in 2016, finish on this. When we beat Michigan in 2016, the second half opened with a fumble recovery.
Buford Ross fumble recovery. Beauregard Ross.
Beauregard. Bennington Ross.
I'm just thinking of all the old shit you can call him because he's old as hell.
You think I look old bald? That motherfucker looks like he chain smokes. He looks like
he's part of the Hell's Angels.
Absolutely, dude. Give him a jacket.
Sons of Anarchy.
Give him a Sons of Anarchy jacket, and he's 50. Give him a Harley and a Sons of Anarchy jacket, and that guy looks like he is on his
fought in the wife. Civil War.
Yeah, he goes home and cleans his musket. But his little ass fell on a fumble caused by Manny Rugumba in the kickoff out of half. And I have a feeling that we're going to need, and it might happen, we're going to need something weird. You know, we're a month out from Halloween. We need it to get a little spooky in Iowa City. We need something.
It's a morning kick, dude.
I know, but we need
nothing spooky about a Saturday morning in September.
It's a little chilly this week. It's going to be a nice cool, like 50 some degrees.
Yeah, but dude, it ain't late October in the middle of the night when the ghouls and goblins are out, okay? Moon's out, goon's out in October.
It's true. I mean, Ohio State was an afternoon kick. It didn't start dark. It got dark, though.
Well, it started with Amani Hooker being friggin' elite.
Starting his campaign to put himself on the side of Nissan Stadium.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, though? Jack Campbell.
Strip sack.
Just steps in front of one. Takes it in. Oh, dude, Kiddick would fucking jump, bro.
Pitches it to Coop because he knows that Coop is that dude. And yeah. Coop takes it in.
Oh, yeah. Coop runs over.
Hey, if anybody can get me a signed Cooper DeJean football card, I would like one of those.
Dude,
I want to get on that before he is too well known.
Dude,
I want to have him date that one 2022 for me.
We should make some.
We really should.
We should just. Is that the move?
It might be the move, bro, because I want a Coop card and I want it signed by him.
Do the walk-ons approach the players and say, hey, we want to sell trading cards of you guys? You guys will make the NIL money. It will have you sign them and we'll like donate, you know, obviously the money goes to the kids and we'll just start mass producing these. I mean, I'm sure there's like, I'm sure I could type in right now, custom football cards where you create the graphic that you want to go on the card and then somebody will print it like 500 business cards. I mean, obviously they're more high quality than a business card, but I bet we could do it. I swear to God, just like you, I'm not lying. If Cooper signed a card, I'd put it on my desk.
I'd put it away. I would just put it between two hard pieces of plastic, screw them some bitches together, and put it somewhere where it's not going to see the light of day.
And wait for about
when
7 years.
When he's in the Hall of Fame, yeah. I'm going to pull that sumbitch out and listen. Look what I made back in the day that there are very few of.
Yeah, dude, and that's what we would do. We would make like we'd take a picture – an action shot where we can make like 500 of them, 1,000, sell them to the masses, but then get a different action shot. Like get Cooper. So I know that B-Ray has an over the shoulder catch pick. He has to of last week. And you put that one on a card and you only make like 50 of them.
Yeah.
And just, can you imagine what those bitches would go for on auction?
50 of them signed.
Signed.
And numbered. Right.
Yeah. 1 out of 50, 2 out of 50. Ooh. And we just like, we do them for everybody. Lucas Van Ness crushing the quarterback on that same play, just running through. Padilla on the sideline with the headset on. That's a joke. That's a wash-up walk-ons in taste joke, okay?
And here's the thing. I was going to make a joke that I thought was on brand by saying, I want a Jack Campbell hog shot on mine.
Wow. Something like a close-up where his pants are just a little too tight?
Yep.
You know what? We could probably find that. Give me a... Yeah, that okay, now I got it. We do cards or pictures, but we hire a photographer to only start taking crotch shots of these guys. And then we start an OnlyFans and it's called Only Walk-Ons. And we just start posting crotch shots of guys on OnlyFans, and that's, or we just put it on our Patreon.
We'll just go OnlyFans.com/hawkdongs.
Hawk dogs. Oh fuck. Did you say hot dogs? No, hawk dogs. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Oh my god. Like, coach, can I come? Let me watch a practice. Let me get in that locker room. So it was hot out there. I got a shower today. Let me in the shower.
Why are you wearing a GoPro?
Is that a camera? Why are you in the hot tub?
Yikes.
Holy shit. This podcast sucks, dude. This is the worst fucking 50 minutes we've ever put together, but hawk dongs, onlyfans.com/hawkdongs. I'm fucking dead.
Tell me that isn't comedy gold right there. That's what I'm here for.
Dude, we're going to be rich. We're going to sell that content, and we're going to sell Cooper DeJean exclusive. And hey, and maybe, if we pay Greg off, we can get one of his jerseys and we'll make him jersey cards. We'll get the threads, you know, like the Topps threads edition. They throw the jersey in there. Thread auto of Cooper DeJean in his second year at Iowa. And then in like 7 years when he's a pro bowler for, I don't know, the fucking Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, we're just
the birds.
We're sitting on customized autographed jersey cards of him in his second year of college.
And listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you try and steal our idea,
don't steal the idea.
I will shoot you in the head with a real gun, and your family will be sad. Okay. Don't steal our idea.
We already went up against the university lawyers and beat their ass.
And beat them. They sat down for us and they said, sorry, daddy, no more.
So. This is intellectual property. You can't steal it. This is our idea. B-Ray, if you're listening to this, hit me up. We'll take your action shots. We'll give you a little cut. We'll give most of it to the guys. We'll give the rest to the kids. Drake and I are going to keep 5 of those cards each.
For sure.
10 years down the road. And that's when we'll make our money on it.
Yep.
And... because here's the deal.
That's all I need. That's my equity right there. It's just a few cards mint,
right?
Signed.
If we minted right now a shitload of Jack Campbell and Cooper DeJean and Lucas Van Ness cards, do you know how many Hawkeye fans would buy those 3 cards?
What? Are you shitting me? 500 a piece ain't enough.
Every single Hawkeye fan.
Every Hawkeye kid wants one.
Guaranteed. A Cooper DeJean signed jersey card is worth more than a Charizard.
Let's go. I want him to put first team all Big Ten 2022 in there.
Yeah. To Drake. No.
No. Because that devalues it.
Yeah, that would.
Then I can only sell it to Champagne Poppy. He's the only one with the bread that's going to pay for that.
He might come out of the woodworks for it, man.
Hey, once old boys in the Hall of Fame, Drake will be a fan.
He'll come for it.
Yo, how much pressure are we putting on Coop, though, for real?
So much.
Dude. Like, he's the Lord and Savior of this podcast.
He's at, well, not just this podcast. All of Hawkeye Nation is, I mean, he is walking on water.
He is, dude. He's like Mark Wiseman back when it was Wiseman for Heisman days.
Yeah. He could bang your girlfriend and you can't say anything about it. He could bang your wife. And you'd have to be like, well, I mean, I guess he's got three picks. I mean,
he's got like two touchdowns, doesn't he?
Kids winning us games. What a
big fan,
dude. How do we have a pot? How do we have a show like this?
I don't know.
This is supposed to, I'm sorry.
Because Michigan. Hawk dongs hit.
Hawk dongs. Hey, it was a good run. Washed Up Walk-Ons was a good run. And it'll still be the parent company, Washed Up Walk-Ons LLC. But this podcast from here on out is the Hawk dongs.
Welcome to Hawk Dongs Podcast.
Welcome to Hawk Dongs episode 356. Our first guest is Cooper DeShean. We're changing the whole brand. We're going for the players that are there now. Holy shit. Just get KF on for the first episode.
Coach Dongs?
No. No. Fuck you. Coach Wallace.
Animal dogs? He's the goat.
Goat Wallace.
Farm dogs?
Goat Wallace. Holy shit.
Big old farm dog.
If you're still listening to this podcast,
you gotta be listening. This is funny.
Yeah.
That bread segment was class.
I don't know if you are a fan of the show and you, I'm telling you this right now, you've already wasted your 55 minutes with us. If you want the Michigan preview with the real nitty gritty stuff about how, you know, for an hour, they're going to talk about how it's going to be real tough to win this game, you go somewhere else. If you want Hawk Dongs and focaccia bread and Cooper DeShean, you come here.
Two out of those three things have to do with Iowa football, and that's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's true. What an unbelievable just spot in life we are that we have – that we're doing this. I mean,
this is so stupid, bro.
We're going to post this on a podcast feed where thousands of Hawkeye fans – who still hold us in some high regard. They, you know, they come to us and then half of them, they're not even expecting Drake Kulik to be on the show. We end up talking about sexualizing the players for money. And that's what you get. Am I proud of it? A little bit. Yeah. Do I absolutely want nothing more for a Christmas present outside of my unborn child than a Cooper DeShean signed jersey card? Yeah.
Yeah.
My child and then a Cooper card. That's what I want. So I'm going to leave it there.
Onlyfans.com/hawkdongs.
Subscribe. That's all I got to say. Until next time. Peace.